We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. It's Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a second, Rick Horro will join us, our sports business guru. Lots to talk about following the Super Bowl, Daytona 500. Watching Bryson DeChambeau right now out on the golf course. Taking forever in between shots. And
so unlikable.
Yeah.
Does he like him?
I think he likes himself.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, since we're a little behind schedule.
You're going to have to give me 17 seconds.
What happened?
I haven't figured out how to stop playing something and go to the next thing in this new computer now, so I just got to wait for everything to stop playing.
This is like when Pete plays something on his computer. We got to wait for the commercial that it's got.
Well, I always try to time it so we don't have to do that.
Basically, I'm always asked to vamp. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
And this SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples.
All right.
Got my last car from there. Okay, Carson Wentz has been dealt to the Indianapolis Colts. The Eagles will receive a third-round pick in the 2021 draft and a 2022 second-round pick that can become a first-round pick. Fernando Tatis Jr. signed a 14-year, $340 million deal to remain with the San Diego Padres. Tonight, a top 25 matchup on 99.3 ESPN starts at 6:45. Number 21, Wisconsin, hosting number 11, Iowa. And the Miami Heat back in action tonight at Sacramento, 10 o'clock tip.
All right, very good. We will talk with Rick Horro in just a second. Obviously, the big story of the day today is Carson Wentz is now an Indianapolis Colt. A third-round pick in this draft, and then a conditional second-rounder for next year could become a first-rounder if Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps or 75% of the snaps and they get in the playoffs. I think it's a good deal for the Colts.
I do, too.
They've been stingy. They don't like to give up draft picks. They did not have to give up a first one unless the conditional one. But compare this to the Jared Goff-Matthew Stafford deal. I mean, not even close. And so I think the Colts did a good job. I think Carson Wentz can do well with the change of scenery. I think he's going to love playing for Frank Reich again, and he'll be the starter there, and I don't know what kind of threat there will be to bench him if things don't go well. So I think he'll be very comfortable there, and it's a loaded team that can do well.
I think they will do well. They'll be competing for the to get to the Super Bowl. I have no doubt if he stays reasonably healthy. I think his head will be cleared. I don't see it being an issue. He's in the perfect spot.
Yep. So that'll be fun to talk about throughout the day. Take your phone calls as well at 239-337-ESPN in just a minute. Rick Horro is with us, our sports business guru. Rick, welcome. How are you this week?
Rick?
I'm wonderful. Guys, you realize that there's a major event that's coming to you guys just, an hour and a half up the road in about 2 weeks? Is there any WGC fever yet, or do people not know about it?
The WGC? Yeah, we've talked about it with you. Yeah.
Yeah, but not. I mean, it's not overwhelming at this point, right? And probably because it just moved, and it was a month ago that it made the decision. But it's going to be a huge event.
Yeah,
big event.
Like, there's people down here more interested in like pickleball championships, which are down here in Naples or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't even know what time of year.
It's the world capital.
those are your demographics. Yeah. Those are the people who buy your ads. So I'd be a little careful. You can't afford to cut your Christmas card.
No, I won't. Nobody watched the Daytona 500 this weekend, huh?
Well, because, you know, people don't want to watch a sporting event that ends at midnight.
Right.
Part of the problem, I guess, it's every 20 years. Isn't that ironic? It was 01, 11, and 21. Mm-hmm. And we know the Florida weather. But it wasn't like that. It's not a summer thunderstorm that goes away in a half hour like the July 4th race when it's delayed. This was socked in. This was big. I mean, I guess in second guessing, does Fox say, all right, it's President's Weekend, it's only 30,000 fans, so we're not inconveniencing them.
Yeah.
Let's try to put it on primetime Monday night.
Yeah.
Probably had a lot of Monday night programming or Monday afternoon. And so as a result, we had a race that a guy, you know, He's a 70s singer. He doesn't sing very well anymore. So he decides to drive and win. Now that's McDowell.
Yeah.
I don't even know who it is, right? Did you know who Michael McDowell was before this?
Not really, to be honest. No. That's not a problem.
There you go.
But is that good for the sport, though?
No. Of course not. But and the fact that it's the Super Bowl of racing, you know, you can only go not downhill, but my friends in Phoenix are telling me there's not a whole lot of buzz for this week, even though that's the race this week. Yeah. And so it's you know, you got COVID and you got just a man-made disaster with the weather. When you put the two of them together, you know, NASCAR's got some issues regarding sponsorship and television and we're not ready to throw the white flag up on the sport yet, but it certainly didn't get off to a great start in 2021.
Well, you missed a great Valentine's Day with Craig and myself because we were at Fiddlesticks playing in the Bobby Nichols charity golf event, and Mark Lai was our pro, and we had a ball.
It was good.
And did you guys play well?
Yeah, it was a scramble.
Sheeman, you know, all right. Well, but the problem with Sheeman's swing is that he's like Gumby. He's pretty resilient. Sometimes he'll hit the ball really well for a while. I watched it, and other times not so much. I guess that's all of us, right?
Gumby? Well, yeah, but you described me to a T.
He had Craig made some good putts. He had some good short game putts. He did hit six houses. He claims four. Not kidding. It was six.
Yeah,
I mean bad.
They sailed on me a little
bit. What happens if you hit a ball off a roof, then it hits the other house? Does that count as one house or two?
That's a two for two. That's
I
two.
Counted as two, but I didn't see that. But I don't know because I mean they went fairly far, but you know, but major slice.
There's a special loud knock that you hear on delay. Well, you just wait for it. Oh, yeah, hit the roof.
Yeah, no, that's right. Some of us wait a little longer because we hit the ball a little farther.
Yeah,
and some of us the houses hit, you know, a couple of seconds earlier after the tee shot. That you know that's a bad shot. But Bobby Nichols has a charity event that he raised a lot of money. That's good.
Yes, it was amazing.
Met Johnny Bench there afterward. That was cool.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was very, very – it was a great tour. I didn't play there before. It was a fantastic course.
Yeah.
Awesome. We got to figure out how to get you up to concession before we can finish this conversation.
Yeah.
For the WGC. I guess you're not going to – if you can figure out how to finagle media, I'll be there all weekend.
Yeah, so. As of right now, I am not credentialed.
I'd love to go up there.
Sounds like a plea for help. We'll talk.
All right.
There you go.
All right. We'll talk with Rick Haro, our sports business guru. All right. More ratings information. Super Bowl ratings down, but streaming way up. So how, when we balance this, was this a success or was this concerning?
It's a balanced net success. I mean, you know, 91, 92 is not a great rating, but you know, once and for all, let's get off of that measure because we're no longer in an era where who watches TVs drives every deal. It's the streaming aspect of it. We now understand that. It's the tablets. It's the devices. I had a long argument with my good buddy Scott Farrell on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. We did a thing together, and he was saying, it's the end of the world. I wouldn't want to watch a phone if I could watch on TV. Well, but nobody does. But the point is, if you're at a place where the only way you can watch it is streaming on a device, then you got to get credit for it. It's not a question of the accountant or not, because Madison Avenue should pay for the eyeballs no matter what they're watching.
I totally agree. And you got to figure that even people driving on the road, okay, shouldn't be watching your phone, but you know people are. I mean, I guarantee you that probably more than half the people around the country that were driving on, I don't care if it's a major highway or back roads, they probably had the game on their phone.
Well, and frankly, now that you can do it on more than just radio, you can watch it if you have internet, or even if not, if you've got a good signal, you can watch it on TV. Yeah, so you'll stop at a light and you'll watch the game, but you ought to be given credit for it. And we've been talking about that for years. How do you create a measurement? And it's not up to the networks, because then it'll look self-serving. Yeah. But it's up to Madison Avenue to create some kind of a above-the-fray measurement that everybody buys into, and then advertisers can be charged based on those numbers, and we get some true reading on who's interested in the games and who's not.
And when you see the stat that, you know, YouTube reports the viewership of the Super Bowl ads on the platform during the game rose over 70% on TV screens from last year, with the top ad being Amazon Alexa's body, followed by the Jeeps, the middle. And that's amazing stuff, considering what we're, you know, the year we had.
Well, the year we had, but let's remember that this Super Bowl, the first half, great. The halftime with Weekend, pretty good. The ads, off the charts, considering what they could have been. And then the last couple of minutes of the game were basically a celebration of Tom Brady. I wouldn't have wanted to buy an ad at the $5.6 million rate placed in the end of the third or all the way through the fourth, but that's the risk you take. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's not hold a bake sale for the NFL.
Were there any what you consider success stories with advertisers and commercials in the Super Bowl? I know everybody seemed to be talking about how they like the long Jeep commercial with Bruce Springsteen, but then they had to pull that after the game because the delayed DUI thing that happened with them. So who had a big successful weekend with the Super Bowl? Anybody?
Two things. The Verizon, the ads with Brady and Gronkowski, where, you know, the interference caused him to come down to Tampa Bay, that was brilliant, and it wasn't shown on the main advertising. It was shown before and after the game on social media. And the second thing that wasn't during the game was the InBev advertising with Anheuser-Busch saying, we're not spending $5 million this year for an ad. We're donating that money to COVID relief. And that got more of a buzz than the ads themselves. So, you know, what does it tell us about ads that the two most talked about stories are about stuff that didn't even run in traditional ads?
Yeah.
MLB pitchers and catchers reporting this week. Yeah, a lot of them, yeah, the 13 teams yesterday. I think more today and more coming in. But an interesting little story here about MLB agreeing to allow in-game access to video footage throughout the game, but with new features to combat potential cheating instances. Mm. What's that all about?
Well, you know, there's got to be more sophisticated ways to than banging a drum at center field when pitchers are coming up. And so, you know, we learned from the Astros and the Cardinals about all that stuff. But still, it's always now important to protect the integrity of the sport, especially after that scandal and especially after the prolific increase in sports gaming everywhere. You got to make sure that if you're going to give people more access to the video,
Duke,
opportunity,
hey, tell
you
Duke,
gotta make sure
tell Duke to quiet
it's
down.
Safe. No. Duke has found a Dukeette. We've had a new addition at the house next door, and I think it's probably female. I don't know. And Duke is, you know, Duke's like me. He's trying to, you know, yell and attract people or mammals that he has no business attracting.
Gotcha. any thoughts on you? Tim Tebow announced that he's retiring from baseball after 5 years. Going to do a lot of charity work and probably still work for the SEC Network, but. Any thoughts by you on his future?
Oh, man, he takes his .223 career batting average and he hangs him up. I'm really sad to see that. Here's a guy that gotta love him. He, you know, would have had a lot more visibility and a lot more success, a lot more comfort if he went the straight broadcasting route or modeling or making more money or, you know, raising money for charity that he could have done, and that doesn't mean he shouldn't have pursued his passion. Mm-hmm. And it was great that he did, but at the end of the day, he just didn't cut it as a baseball player. That doesn't mean he shouldn't have tried. You know, you tried to cut it as a golfer, and apparently the balls are still bouncing off.
That's right. That's absolutely right. All right.
Oh man.
All right, Rick. It is always good. I know what I wanted to ask you. What is the plan with the new configuration for minor league baseball? Obviously, we have the Twins and the Red Sox here in our neck of the woods. What's going to be for spring training anyway? But then we've got a minor league ballpark here as well. So what is the configuration for minor league baseball here as we move forward with the season? I barely know what the MLB is doing.
It's amazing. The perfect storm. Last year we were talking about how the traditional minor league structure would be saved. This year it's an entirely different deal because the player development agreement ended. COVID didn't put fans in the seats, ran out of money. Baseball kind of took over. So net-net, it's the affiliations were totally redone. It's 120 of the old minor league teams existing. but 40 more of the independents. So it's 160, 170 teams under one structure of a developmental league is what it's now called, one league. Mm-hmm. And there will be championships. There will be potentially the old names like Pacific Coast League, but they have to earn them back. And the two big features are the AAA teams are that much closer to the Major League Baseball affiliates than they were before. And the players in AA and AAA get double their salaries,
nice.
Which was interesting because last year, you know, they couldn't be paid because they didn't play.
Yeah.
And this year they're going to get double salaries. So is it enough? Maybe, maybe not, but it is a step in the right direction.
All right, very good. All right, you and Duke go do what it is you do, and we will talk to you next week. It's good to talk to you.
There you're right.
Yeah, I will tell you just quickly. My quandary is, you notice how now Duke, now that the interview is over, is absolutely quiet? Well, what is it about?
It's always that way.
I know. All right, we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Rick. Bye. Talk to you later. That is Rick Hoare, our sports business guru. A lot of interesting topics.
No, we did to do today when we come back afterwards is the some interesting games in the AAC for football, college football.
The schedule is out.
The schedule is out. Some interesting games.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. And I want to let you know, in case you're new to the area, by the way, thanks for discovering our show. You may be moving down here permanently. A lot of people are. Homeowners insurance, though, can be a little difficult to acquire down here. Give Damon Brist a call at Farmers Insurance. Going to take care of you. In fact, Damon Brist will show you how to save money by bundling your homeowners insurance, your auto, bundle with your big old RVs you're driving down here, your boats, your motorcycles, the whole deal. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. That's the name you need to know down here. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, one of the fastest growing farmers insurance agencies in the country. And if you've relocated to sunny Southwest Florida and you're looking for great rates, give Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance a call. Number 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Thursday, or as Pete Shepard likes to say, Friday. You're not here tomorrow.
No, I'm not here tomorrow. Nope. Got niece and nephew coming in and going to pick them up. We're going to hang out. Haven't seen them in a long, long time. Don't get a lot of visitors down here all that often. So, yeah, long time in the main. It's not like at the last second.
All right. So have fun with that. We're going to talk about the AAC has their schedule out.
Just starting off with UCF real quick here because with Gus Malzahn, they open up against Boise State at home.
That's your team.
Yeah, then they have Bethune-Cookman, and then at Louisville on a Friday. But that's a good opening game against Boise State. And
I
then
like
Navy,
it.
And then at East Carolina, Cincinnati, October 16th. But, I mean, we mostly focus on the out-of-conference stuff in this like we do because, you know, most people know you know, the conference where they're playing. So Cincinnati starts off with, I always get confused, purple is the darkest at home. So Maryland and then.
And the Hoosiers, right?
No, there's a game in between. I can't figure out that logo.
That was.
And then Indiana. And
that
then,
was Miami of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio, okay.
Not Maryland. And no, that looks
oh,
like.
Oh, Miami of Ohio. And then,
that looks like Murray State.
Okay.
Couple cupcakes before they take on the mighty Hoosiers and Michael Penix.
When the Mac, you never know.
Penix.
Penix.
And then, yes, then at Indiana. That would be.
Will he be back by then?
That could be a prime time.
I don't think so.
That could be a prime time game.
Still go with Tittle.
That could be, depending on who else is playing that week, week three, that could be a big time prime time game.
I'll look at the schedule that week and we'll see.
It's
Probably not, but maybe it's one of those really cool ESPN 2 games at noon.
It could be a noon Big Ten Network game.
That feels like ESPN 2 at noon.
Houston starts at home against Texas Tech. That's an interesting game.
Big game for Jimbo.
Oh. No, Texas Tech.
Oh! I was thinking A&M. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay. And then at Rice. Okay. Is that right? At Georgia?
Hold on. Really? Which one?
Okay, and that's Grambling. I think it looks like that's Grambling.
That's Grambling. Yellow and black.
Yes. It's looking at. To look closer. Memphis. Memphis opens up at home against Nebraska.
Nope, that's Norfolk State.
Okay. Do you need your reading glasses?
Oh, no, it says I can't. I don't. I'm looking at Angela.
It's just logos. It's just logos.
They're very tiny. I can't see. It's just logos.
Arkansas State next to it after that.
Next, you're going to have like Delaware. Don't they have the same uniforms as Michigan?
No, they're home against Mississippi State.
That is Mississippi State.
That's an interesting game with Mike Leach.
And then UTSA, it looks like.
Yeah. Navy is at Marshall, or home against Marshall, home against Air Force to start. Mm. Then a bye. USF.
Here we go.
Very interesting.
Let's check it out.
NC State.
Okay.
Right? At NC State, and then
yeah,
home against Florida. Home against the Gators.
Hold on. What's the date?
That is 9/11, actually.
September 11th.
I'm calling it right now. Cat 4 that weekend. Every time they schedule a big game on their
schedule, don't do that. That's UCF. That's not USF.
I thought you said we're doing UCF. Hold on.
No. I just said we did Navy. I said we did Cincinnati.
Okay. Never mind. I retract my weather comment.
Goodness gracious.
SMU.
Calling your shot, 7 months ahead of when the storm's going to hit?
Write that down.
Well, no.
You know what? Yeah. I am going to write that down.
Yeah, you're right. At 5:30 and I don't know how many seconds, Craig Sheeman said 9/11, USF and Florida won't play due to a Cat 4.
I hate those words.
That's dark, man.
I hate those words coming out of anybody's mouth.
You said
that's
it.
That's terrible.
Well, I meant to do because Central Florida and I UCF versus USF, and UCF
even though
always
we
loses
one,
games
two,
due to
three,
hurricanes.
I've said USF started. We did Cincinnati. I said we're not doing East Carolina.
I made a mistake.
Houston. Well,
I'm not saying I was wrong. I just made a mistake.
You were wrong, and you made a mistake, and then you made a ridiculous
Copernicus
prediction.
I'm not confident there will be a Cat 4 on 9/11.
Lives forever.
Yep. It's on the board. Sticky pad it.
For once, boom. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong too often, as you know.
Yeah, that's fading fast with that. Fading fast.
If I go down from 96 to 94.5% on that one, that's okay.
Well, you get the gist.
Yeah.
You get the gist.
All right.
What's going on here? So, yeah, but that's some decent games.
I'm looking at that weekend's football schedule when Cincinnati takes on Indiana.
Yeah.
Not a great weekend. Not going to lie.
So, the Indiana may get a national game, is what you're saying?
You know what? I hadn't gotten to the SEC yet.
Oh.
Auburn at Penn State.
Oh.
Alabama at Florida. South Carolina, Georgia.
Those are great games.
Those are really good games.
How about Tulane? Tulane is home versus Oklahoma to start the season. How about that?
You know what? We might get Auburn at Penn State. I'm saying that's going to be the primetime game.
Yeah.
Because Bama at Florida, that'll be the CBS game at 3:30.
Got your new coach CBS, at Auburn?
CBS will still have the SEC for another two seasons, I believe.
Yeah.
And then in 2024, that's when the SEC goes exclusively to ESPN.
All right.
So we won't have that 3:30 game at CBS, although they'll still have some sort of game.
So right now, we know the SEC schedule, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the AAC. We are waiting Big 12 and Pac 12.
So we have the Big 12 non-conference.
Not because, okay.
We have the Big 12 conference schedule. We're waiting on the non-conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
239 says Florida beats Bama this year.
Okay.
Oh, they almost beat them last year.
All right. Florida State up as well, put UCF on the schedule, and Alabama will run through the entire state. I mean, what are we doing here, guys?
Well, it's not a preposterous thing to say Florida beats Bama this year.
I think it's a preposterous thing to say anybody will beat Bama any year.
Well, of course you do.
Purdue 24 titles guy says this is riveting radio. Well, listen, you were all locked in when we did Big Ten.
Yeah, and you liked it when we talked about your 7'4" center yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, this is, now, you know,
4 fouls in 10 minutes.
And here's another interesting game in the AAC. Tulsa, which was 6-0 in the conference last year, 6-3 overall. It could be an interesting game. So they're at Ohio State in week 3. That could be a decent game. Hmm. One of those you better be careful.
You know what?
It could be.
Ohio State's losing a lot.
Yeah, it's early enough for the season. We're pointing out what the bigger games are in the conference that we think you'd be interested in.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, SMU is at, they're at Abilene. Jesus.
Good for you for knowing that. I had no clue who that was. I'm thinking ACU. Who is that?
Abilene. Then they're at the North Texas Mean Green. Then Louisiana Tech. That's a crappy schedule.
SMU, they always play a crappy schedule.
Yeah.
They're front-loaded.
They're lucky.
Well, they got TCU.
All right.
I mean, that's at least a Big 12 school.
Yep.
They actually start off in conference. They're going to – that's not a bad start for SMU. USF, Navy.
Yeah.
Tulane.
Herbie Hancock says, so at least 2 more years of Gary Danielson. Great. Looks like my mute button will be worn out. I like Gary Danielson. Do we not like Gary Danielson?
I could see how he would rub people the wrong way, particularly non-Alabama fans. He has a tendency to work Alabama into any broadcast.
Oh, okay. The Big Quinn says, have you guys picked your teams for the national championship next year already? Alabama and who?
It's a good question.
How early? Alabama's definitely in. When did we pick it last year?
You picked yours in January.
How early in the calendar year did you say USC?
I said that in June.
It was June?
Yeah. Honestly, I think the best team going into the SEC is Georgia, actually.
I think
Georgia with JT Daniels. I mean, Alabama's...
Well, no, Alabama's the best. Alabama and Georgia are going to be right there. Alabama's
breaking in 2 new offensive linemen. They're breaking in a new quarterback. They're losing their top 2 receivers. They're losing their top running back.
No,
but I'm serious.
Yeah,
Georgia's
get the violin out. Boo-hoo.
I'm not saying boo-hoo. I think Alabama's the favorite on the West, but
I think Georgia's favorite. I think Georgia and Florida are going to duke it. I think Georgia right now, anyway. Might be better on paper, but we'll see.
Emory Jones, I think, is a really good quarterback. Yeah. But what Kyle Trask did this year for the Gators, he put up all-time great numbers.
Yep.
He did. He put up numbers that were comparable with Joe Burrow. I don't think Emory Jones does that.
And Dan Mullen will put all of his eggs in the 2020 basket. Oh, that'll be fed up and then go to the NFL after next year. That's what he kind of said yesterday.
I never say never. But, you know,
he'll only have 2 years left on his deal at Florida. Easy buyout.
JT Daniels, a lot of pressure on him this year.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
This is what I do.
JT,
I lie awake at night, and I think of all the possibilities and equations and hot takes, and I pick the best ones, and I bring them on the air from 2 to 6.
And that's the best one you got, huh?
All right, quick yes or no. Will Tennessee be better than 3-7?
No.
Overall?
Yes. Overall, they were 3-7.
They're starting over for the second time in 3 years.
Will they be better than 3-7?
Yes, because they will have a non-conference schedule to bolster them.
Okay, here's their non-conference schedule. Bowling Green.
Win.
That's a dogfight.
It's Bowling Green, Pitt, and Tennessee Tech.
Yes.
Yes. There's three wins. 2-1.
I don't think Pitt's a guaranteed
2-1.
Win. 2-1. I don't think Pitt's a guaranteed win at all.
I think Pitt wins that game.
At Tennessee Tech. Then they're at Florida. So, all right, I
see at least 4 wins on their schedule.
Well, there's
Vandy.
There could be 3-0. Florida 3-1 at Missouri. That could be a loss. I don't know. Home against South Carolina. New coach. New atmosphere. I don't know. Lane Kiffin in Mississippi.
I think Mississippi is going to be.
I think they're going to be really
pretty
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
At Alabama, loss. At Kentucky, that's always a dangerous game for them. Home against Georgia, loss.
Than the last two, South Alabama and Vandy.
Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, there's 5 wins on that schedule. at least.
I think so.
239 says Cincinnati beats Indiana. Not so fast. Other 239, do you think Tim Tebow signs with the Jaguars?
No.
We actually discussed that at length earlier today. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think he wants to dedicate himself to his charities, his wife, and he's already got a pretty good schedule being on the SEC Network. Yeah. I don't think he wants to do the grind of coaching.
I don't think it's even the grind. I think it's a situation, and you just get the feeling that that Urban Meyer, why be stuck in the potential quagmire over there? I mean, it seems like a great place to be on paper with the amount of draft picks they have, the amount of money they have, salary cap. They shouldn't screw it up. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence, but the honeymoon never even got to happen because of this stupid Doyle situation. And I don't think he wants to go there and have to answer for his coach because if they're not going to Urban, they're going to go to him. I don't care about this. You know that he'd be, and maybe he looks at it also. I'd be a distraction.
Deadhead wants to know, what are we riding tonight, Chris? I'm not selling
out. Well, he texted earlier and said, way to go on the Thunder pick last night. And I responded and said, I prefaced the pick by saying I'm ice cold right now.
Right. Like February cold.
In Texas.
Yeah.
I thought you hit your parlay last night. Was that
I hit my parlay, but I gave out a different NBA game, which I also lost. So really ate into the profits of the parlay.
Oh. You could fade Chris. I mean,
if you're fading me right now, you're hitting 11-9 this year.
I said I thought Indiana by 10. Boom. So I'm between 10 and 13. I'm 8-2 in my last 10.
Tonight, I'm probably going to roll with. I don't know.
Well, you could save it.
I don't know.
Next I got a couple. Yeah, I got a couple.
I don't know.
The Big Quinn says the Hoosiers will be back outside the top 25 where they belong.
Not so fast.
We're a young team. We got everybody back.
With that cupcake schedule they got?
Like Cincinnati?
And Michigan?
And Purdue? Purdue's so lucky they didn't have to play us this year. It's unbelievable.
Well, they backed out, didn't they?
I think we both backed out like two times. That was canceled. It was back on.
It was a mutual backing out.
We could call it that.
Let's see. Non-conference schedule for the Hoosiers includes Iowa, Cincinnati, and Western Kentucky.
Like it.
Really going out and bolstering that schedule, huh?
Got to get that sixth win in there.
Huh, you know Sheeman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, if you can get through the Ohio State game Saturday, October 23rd, it's all downhill from there.
Really?
Michigan, Rutgers, Minnesota, Purdue.
Oh, I like it. It's a sweet spot of the schedule. Be getting Penix back by then. Oh, love it. All right, boys and girls. Coming up, we got What You Got. We'll close it out. And Deadhead says Hoosiers paid out last night. Thank you, Craig. You're welcome.
Thank you, me.
Glad
I gave
you
the pick.
They did pay out
last
night.
He didn't give it to you.
They were part of my three-teamer. See, I'm getting gun-shy about giving out picks that I actually bet because they're so bad that I give out on air.
Yeah, well, got to be careful.
So I got two plays in tonight. You know what? I'm going to give one of them out.
I'm going to give my parlay out there.
I got one play tonight that I'm pretty kind of confident about.
Pretty kind of. Okay, that's fine.
Is that 55%, 60-40?
Oh, God, no, 50.1.
Yeah. Chris, you ready to answer the phone? We're doing a little giveaway here.
It's my job, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
In theory. We're giving away another pair of tickets to the NASCAR Xfinity Series Contender Boat 250 at Homestead Miami Speedway on Saturday, February 27th. Right now, be caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9 wins. Good luck. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
Congratulations to Reed in Naples. He was our winner. Going to go to the NASCAR event. Appreciate him. Be caller number 9.
Love that.
Chris, today's National Drink Wine Day. Tell your wife when you go home.
Saw that.
She will be doing that.
Okay.
Although she killed a bottle last night.
Really?
Yeah, we sat out on the back porch. I had a few vodkas and then
Drinking totals aren't till Monday show. But anyway, it's good. We told you earlier that this day in 1930, Pluto was discovered. 1977, the space shuttle took off on its maiden flight. The Red Sox traded Cy Young in 1909. Bad move. Actually, it was
he only won 500 plus games. Well, in his career.
But yeah, but not look at how many games he started.
By the way, they didn't trade him until he's 41, so missed him in his prime. Speaking of, in the other direction, on this day in 1944, Joe Nuxall, he signed a contract with the Reds one day after playing in a high school basketball game, made his debut later that year at age 15, was the youngest player ever to start in the major leagues. Walter O'Malley in 1960, owner of the Dodgers, purchased Chavez Ravine. That became the home of Dodgers Stadium. Paid almost $500,000 for it back then. And in 1986, the Spurs guard, Alvin Robertson, had the NBA's second ever quadruple-double. 20 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 steals. And in 2004, Greg Maddux returned to the Cubs. How about that? Birthdays today. Yoko Ono, 1933. John Travolta, staying alive, 1954. Let's see here. George the Gipper, win for the Gipper. He was born in 1895 on this day. And Pat Bowlen, former owner of the Broncos, 1944.
Ronald Reagan played the Gipper, didn't he, back in the day?
Did he play the Gipper or the guy that said win one for the Gipper?
I think he played Rockney or Newt Rockney. Okay.
I'll look it up while you do your thing.
Vincent Jackson's story is getting more bizarre. Greg Allman coming out. Medical examiner report states that hotel staff had noticed Vincent Jackson in the same position in his room two previous days, but thought he was asleep.
Oh, dear Lord.
And didn't call police until the third day.
Oh.
Good God. I mean, did they not? Oh, you know, housekeeping. Hello? Did they not go up to him and thought he was sleeping?
That's bad.
Oh, man.
So he's been dead since beyond Monday. Possibly.
Well, yeah. Didn't call police until the third day. So, and I guess they're donating his brain to CTE. Trying to figure that out. NFL media right deals could be announced in coming weeks. It's pretty much set, except for Thursday Night Football, which could be all over the place with a bunch of outlets besides being on NFL Network and on Fox. And my play of the night, I'm riding the Hawkeyes right now. Iowa's a pick at Wisconsin. I'm going with Iowa. Tough place to play. I don't know. I forget how many fans, if you're even allowed to go
to
Wisconsin.
I've actually got Iowa at +2 is what I'm looking at.
Oh, you're right. Iowa, you're right. Iowa right now is +2, which is fine. I'll take the Hawkeyes +2. Parlay that with the Bruins -1.5 goals against the Devils tonight.
The Devils! By the way, Ronald Reagan played the Gipper in the new Rockney movie.
Pete Redd again.
Yeah, you were. I'll give you credit. I'll allow full credit for that.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, the nation, just Southwest Florida awaits your semi-stone cold, just cold
pick. Just cold. Super cold.
All right, what do you got?
I'm 2-7 this month, just so everybody knows.
Full disclosure.
I hit a parlay last night. I didn't give the parlay to you guys. I feel like that's why the parlay hit.
I'll confirm.
I've been giving losers. I've given 5 of my last 6 picks have been losers. Fade me if you want, but I'm going to keep playing because I don't quit.
You can't. No, you got to keep shooting or shoot.
You don't play.
Shoot or shoot.
You can say a lot of bad things about me. Quitter has never been one of them.
Right.
Miami's a pick'em against Sacramento. Statistically, this is one of, if not the worst team against the spread in the NBA.
The Heat or the...
The Miami Heat.
Yeah, okay.
The Miami Heat. I'm going to go with them. It's a hunch. They've lost a bunch in a row after winning a few in a row. Sacramento's not good on defense. They kind of let you do whatever you want. And I feel like Miami's at least engaged defensively for 3/4 a game.
Yeah.
They'll probably lose. But I'm going to roll with the Miami Heat here. Eventually, it's got to turn around.
I watch a lot of gambling shows and listen to a lot of gambling shows. Rarely do they go, yeah, I got a hunch.
I want to be honest with the people. I don't want you to roll in, you know, throw a 4-figure bet on this tonight because you heard it on ESPN radio. It's a pick 'em.
Okay. The Heat won earlier in January 30th, 105-104. But they lost 5 of the previous 6.
I don't feel good about it, guys. I don't know what to tell you. Wow, textures are just getting downright mean.
Paratrooper.
You know what? Enjoy your crappy weather in North Carolina.
I think he's from Michigan.
Even worse.
I think he's a Detroit guy.
Even
but
worse.
But you're right, Chris, about Sacramento's defense. They have been playing.
They're terrible on defense.
Poor defense. Although, against the Nets, they gave up 136.
Enjoy your Lions football, paratrooper.
There you go.
They suck. You suck.
They should quit.
They should quit the NFL.
Stop taking it so personal.
They'd be middle of the road in the Big Ten East.
How do you know he's not being just tongue-in-cheek with you and facetious?
Because I know Paratrooper.
Paratrooper's cool. He's
I don't think so. I think he's pretty lame, actually.
No, he's great. He listens every day. Oh, he's from the
fine.
D like me. I like Paratrooper.
From the D is a D, whatever.
I like Paratrooper.
So two out of three like Paratrooper.
Oh, sorry. 66%. That's a D.
In Vegas, that's you could buy a house.
Well, good luck with your pick.
Yes, you could. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock, so hopefully I'll be asleep before it even tips off.
Okay.
It'll be on local. Be on local TV tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. The Big Quinn says, I don't know what sucks more, Chris, or Chris's picks or my vacuum cleaner.
Well, you guys are completely on it. I mean, yes, you're correct right now.
But they never praise you when you win three or four in a row.
Of course not.
Never.
I hit 59% giving out free picks last
year.
That's
not true. Our texters will chime in, hey, thanks for the pick last night.
No, they won't. It's so rare.
No, you're right.
It's so rare. You guys are ungrateful. It's just super ungrateful. And even if you fade me, you're 12-10 this year. You're not buying a new home off of it.
Delusional Harbaugh says, come on, Chris. The Lions have been beaten enough. Just go easy.
So?
We got anything coming up tonight? Or
yeah, 6:45, Wisconsin, Iowa.
Oh, great.
Or is it Iowa at Wisconsin?
Iowa at Wisconsin.
That's Pete's game.
That's one of my parlay pits. So Iowa plus two with the Bruins minus a goal and a half, because otherwise they're minus 210, I think. So take the goal and a half, hit your parlay, go home. Bruins are undefeated against everybody except the Islanders. They've lost two. They've beaten everybody else.
All right. Let's see here. Also, the Big Quinn, if Chris gets his pick right tonight, I'll be the first to call in tomorrow and congratulate him, even though I'll even throw some confetti in the air. Yeah, there you go.
Sprinkles!
Sprinkles! Nice of you guys.
Again, 2-7 this month, so it's got to even itself out.
All right, Pete, enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Yeah, get some family members coming in. Looking forward to it.
That'll be good. And hopefully you'll have some nice weather for that. Going to be a little cooler on Saturday.
Yep.
I think Sunday's the better day.
They're coming from part of North Carolina right now. That's 31 degrees. So,
sounds dreadful. All right, Big Ten basketball coming up later on tonight. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday night. Thanks for listening. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.